Well, I'd like to officially welcome everybody to our Wednesday night product education conference call. The subject of tonight's call is all about one of our very favorite and most popular products called ApothaCherry. And my name is Amy Sandoval. If you didn't catch that earlier, I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're really lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products, and he's just got a vast, vast knowledge of whole food nutrition and phytochemical nutrition that we're just really blessed to have him with us to share all that information. So let's jump right into the subject matter. That's what everybody's here, to learn about is what exactly is ApothaCherry. That's our trade name for our product in Platinum Health Products, but basically it's a Montmorency cherry concentrate. So do you want to tell us a little bit what that is, Dave?
Well, it's a Montmorency cherry concentrate. Now,
basically, well, what does that mean?
there's a lot of cherries that are out there. In fact, Montmorency tart cherries are pretty rare. They are very rare, and so there's a limited supply. But we've managed to secure a nice source of it, and we wanted to offer it to people. And the reason we gave it the name ApothaCherry is sort of humorous, that there is purpose to it. An apothecary is a word used to mean an old pharmacy, when the pharmacies used to sell herbs and things like that as opposed to drugs. And so an apothecary is another word, in a way, for a pharmacy. And because this cherry juice has so much in it, to me it was like nature's pharmacy. And so I called it ApothaCherry, like apothecary, meaning it's like I said, nature's pharmacy. So that's where the name comes from. Now, tart Montmorency cherries are a funny thing about tart Montmorency cherries. They were used to make pies. But when they used it to make pies, what they would do is they would squeeze the juice out of the cherries, and then they would squirt sugar into the cherries, and then they would use those cherries to make, not pumpkin pies, obviously, but cherry pies.
Cherry pies.
You know where my mind's at. So the bottom line is that they did what are called epidemiological studies. And epidemiological studies are studies where they would go out and they would interview people who do things. A potato farmer typically eats more potatoes than other people. And they would ask, how many potatoes do you eat? And the potato farmer would say, well, I eat, you know, this many potatoes. And then what would happen is they would take all the potato farmers who ate a lot of potatoes and they'd check their history. And if potato farmers got a certain disease more than other general population, or if they did not get a certain disease or condition that would be different from the general population, they would then extrapolate that there must be something in that particular food that had a adverse or a positive effect on you. Those are called epidemiological studies. And they basically do those all the time to find out if people eat a lot of something, how does it affect them. Well, the bottom line is they found that the people who grew and ate tart Morenci, tart cherries, had very little gout, very little arthritis, and were in extremely good health. And so they began to study. A lot of universities began to study what exactly was in them.
So we know that they're different from other cherries. So why don't you tell us what the universities have been finding, what the benefits of these phytochemicals are to the body?
Well, let's take and describe what has been found, and we'll try to compare it, Amy, to things that people know a lot about.
Okay.
So I'll go down the list first in case people are taking notes of the things that I think are notable in tart cherry, and then we'll go back and explain why they're notable. But the first thing I think in tart cherry that's notable is its content of melatonin, and that's significant.
Absolutely.
The next thing I think is significant, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Amy. I'm sorry. Did you have a comment?
No, go ahead.
Okay. After melatonin, I think, would be the anthocyanidin or the proanthocyanidin, but the anthocyanidins are also very important. And after the anthocyanidins, I would say that the bioflavonoids, particularly quercetin and isoquercetin, which are considered the master bioflavonoids, are very important. I would say that ellagic acid is very, very important. I would say that parallel alcohol is very, very important. These are all phytochemicals, and they have fancy names, but I'm going to explain what they are in a second, and you're going to go, I know that. I knew that. And then I guess the last thing, let's just say ORAC. Let's keep it down to just seven things tonight, okay, because there's so much more, but let's keep it down to this. Going back to the top, and I don't know if you wrote those down in case I don't remember them all, Amy, but going back to the top, melatonin, Amy, as you know, is something that a lot of people are familiar with because it is associated with helping balance circadian rhythms. Circadian rhythms are part of your body's biorhythms, and they're part of your body's biorhythm that control deep sleep or REM sleep. When you have deep REM sleep, then you are going to have basically the most restful night that you could possibly have. Deep REM sleep is real sleep. It's the sleep that rejuvenates your body and lets you wake up feeling really, really energetic. And so melatonin has been known for quite some time as being good for helping people to sleep better. And tart cherries are absolutely loaded with melatonin. In fact, there's as much melatonin in one of our recommended servings of tart cherry that would be comparable to what you might get from a pharmaceutical dose of melatonin when you go to your specialist, your sleep specialist.
Absolutely. And Dr. Russell Ryder has been researching. He's known as a preeminent scientist on melatonin. And he says that melatonin is by far the most potent of the antioxidants, much more so than vitamin C, E, and A. So basically, melatonin, yes, it helps you sleep. It helps you get that deep, restful, regenerating. That's when your body, like Dave said, regenerates itself. But it also is a super, super potent antioxidant at the same time.
That is an excellent, excellent point to make. It's more powerful than OPCs. It's more powerful than all of those antioxidants that people talk about. And more importantly, though, maybe, Amy, even than that, but as a function of that, is the study that came out that showed a amazing sort of correlation between breast cancer risk and melatonin levels in the blood serum. Do you remember the study I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah. I can't quote it, but I definitely remember reading it.
Well, the cool part about that study, for our purposes, because clearly if you drink cherry regularly, you will have an elevated level of melatonin in your blood serum. It showed that when women had an elevated level of melatonin in their blood serum, that their risk for breast cancer dropped dramatically.
Awesome.
Really, really dramatically. Go ahead.
And what's so cool is the melatonin is both fat and water soluble, so all the tissues in your body can benefit from the melatonin.
Absolutely. If you go beyond that, they showed that women that had lower than average levels of melatonin in their blood serum had a much higher risk, dramatically higher risk for developing breast tumors and breast cancer. So melatonin has some pretty cool attributes to it. And this is by far nature's most potent source of melatonin. And if it had nothing but melatonin in it, some marketing company would be singing it to high heavens just because of that.
Exactly. It'd be called a powerhouse, a power food, a superfood just because of its melatonin content. But that's just the tip of the iceberg with this product.
Yeah, and the next thing then, what was next on the list, Amy?
The anthocyanins and bioflavonoids.
Yeah, well, the anthocyanins are worthy of being noted all by themselves because, you know what's funny, Amy? Everybody knows that blueberries are good for you, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if you go get a blueberry muffin, then the blueberries in that blueberry muffin should be good for you, right?
Theoretically.
Okay, and if you eat blueberry pie even, it should be good for you, theoretically.
Right.
The problem is the reason most people take blueberries or eat blueberries or desire blueberries are known, and the reason why blueberries are so very popular now among people who eat healthy like you, Amy, is because they have anthocyanidins, which are anti-inflammatory compounds that are part of the pigment that makes them blue.
Right.
these anthocyanidins are so powerful that they fight arthritis, heart disease, they fight the cytokine rush associated with all types of viral infections. You know, anthocyanidins are really important to the body, and they could only be found by food.
Right.
And blueberries are known to be one of the best sources. But you know what, Aime? Guess what food is far higher in anthocyanidins than blueberries?
Let me guess. Tarte Montmorency cherries.
Oh, it's amazing. It's like you're psychic. The thing is that you'd have to eat 3 servings of blueberries.
And I'm trying to eat a little pint of blueberries every day. And guess how much they're costing at the store right now? I'm going broke on my breakfast every
$4
day.
$4?
Yes, $3.99. So,
oh, what a penny.
I had to give up my Starbucks to keep affording my blueberries.
Well, that's a good trade-off, believe me. So imagine having to have 3 servings of blueberries in order to equal the anthocyanidins in 1 serving of tart cherries. And I think that is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, check that out. That would be almost $12 worth of blueberries in the off-season. Well, first of all, no one can eat that many blueberries. And second of all, who's going to spend $12 a day on blueberries? And blueberries, I mean, just to be honest, they don't taste that great when you don't add a ton of sugar or something else to them. So this cherry juice is just an amazing, easy, palatable way to get that kind of nutrition.
Hey, don't be giving away that it's delicious. I was saving that for the very end.
Oh, sorry. We can say it again.
Pretend you didn't hear that. Okay. So the anthocyanidins, really, really cool. Anti-inflammatory, really great for the heart and any other reason. Inflammation is really bad for the body. It hurts your lungs. It helps contribute to edema. It contributes to heart disease, contributes to literally all types of arthritic pain and sore muscles. So anthocyanidins, really good for the brain, really good for the body. Sounds like a slogan. So because, you know, anthocyanidins are one of the most important things, because when your brain gets inflamed, that's the worst thing that could happen to it. So, yeah, anthocyanidins, very, very good stuff, and they're in the tart cherry. And next on our list was the bioflavonoids, you told me, right?
Absolutely.
Well, when you look at antioxidants, in order to be triggered, need bioflavonoids. The antioxidants in fruits need bioflavonoids, and they found that isoquerotin and quercetin are the 2 antioxidants that work with vitamin C that build really strong collagen. And, oh, man, if you know what it's like to almost have a natural facelift, to feel your skin and it's nice and tight and firm and thick, as opposed to thin and sort of, you know, weak feeling. And that's what isoquerotin and quercetin do. They tighten up that skin matrix. They give you a thick collagen underneath the skin. And when you age, collagen gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And the older people are, the thinner their skin is. But I know healthy people in their 70s and 80s that have thick, healthy-looking skin, you know. And it is because they eat a lot of good, deep, dark, pigmented fruits, which is where you find isoquerotin and quercetin. But they are in abundance in tart cherry, and that's really important. They work together with vitamin C and help to build strong collagen. So just a little note about bioflavonoids.
Absolutely. And think about what we've just talked about, just to recap for a moment. We talked about melatonin. We talked about super potent antioxidants. We talked about anti-inflammatory bioflavonoids. This is like 3 products that you might go to a health food store and get independently, and you're getting it all wrapped up in the apothecary in a whole food supplement form. Nothing's isolated. You're getting all the cofactors and all the nutrients as Mother Nature intended. So your body.
You know, Aime, the high-end vitamin companies, like the ones that really pretend like they're like doing everything they can to do everything, they've started to add isoquerotin and quercetin to almost, you know, to all of the really high-end formulas are trying to get that in because of the information like you just shared. So
exactly. Well, let's move on to the next thing that you mentioned, which is ellagic acid, which is another complete phytochemical powerhouse in itself.
Oh, yeah. Now, a lot of people know about pomegranates. My friend, Aime, and my friend, their whole business is importing pomegranates, making pomegranate juice, pomegranate extract.
And if anybody's bought that little bottle of palm at the grocery store, you paid $3.50 for that, for like an 8-ounce serving.
Wow. Well, guess what, Amy? The reason, I almost got ahead of myself, the reason phytochemically why pomegranate juice is good for you, the reason why it's good for you is because of a phytochemical called...
Elagic acid.
Exactly. Now, why is elagic acid special? Now, what I'm about to say should not be misunderstood because I don't want to be accused of making a medical claim, okay? What I'm about to tell you is that elagic acid was studied by the Hollings Cancer Institute, and elagic acid was shown to work against every known type of cancer. Now, compare that to phase 2 drugs that were only effective maximum against 50 to 55% of all cancers. To have elagic acid, which is clearly a natural compound, work as or more effectively, almost twice as effective as the most effective chemically composed compound against cancer, is nothing short of phenomenal. That you could read on the internet, elagic acid, Hollings Cancer Institute. Now, the next thing we're going to say is that there is more elagic acid in tart cherries than in 2 to 3 bottles of pomegranate juice, the little ones, the one serving size.
Exactly.
So also, 3 servings of pomegranate juice, Amy, as well.
Raspberries have been touted as a great source of elagic acid, but again, raspberries are like $4 at the store right now in the off season. So it just makes complete economical sense to incorporate the apothecary in your daily regimen to get all these things.
Absolutely.
And one of another thing that I'm not sure if you mentioned on the list earlier, but it's a phenomenal phytochemical that has lots and lots of amazing research and clinical applications, is the parallel alcohol. And
that was on the list. I wrote it down, and that is next.
Awesome.
Well, you know a little bit about that. I mean, that is also, you know what's cool about the parallel alcohol is we talk about elagic acid is in this, isoquaritins in that, anthocyanins are in that, melatonin you could get from here, but parallel alcohol is really unique to tart cherries, isn't it?
It's pretty rare to find in other food sources.
It is.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the same place, the Hollings Cancer Research, people at the Hollings Cancer Research Institute are studying the elagic acid, and they also studied parallel alcohol. Now, where has parallel alcohol come from? Amy, a little quiz. Do you know?
Cherries.
I love it. I knew you were going to say that. Well, other than tart cherries, the only place you find parallel alcohol is it is produced by your cells when they are fighting cancer.
Wow.
Is that amazing? Like in nature, where you find parallel alcohol, it's not in your body normally, but your body produces it to fight cancer cells.
Wow.
And it naturally occurs in tart cherries.
Wow.
And it's not just a little bit. There's enough to, in my mind, be worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm. And just if anybody wants to research around, because again, we're not giving medical advice here. We can't overstep those FDA lines. But Google for parallel alcohol and look at some of the studies. Look at some of the research papers that have been done, and it's some really amazing stuff. Really, some amazing clinical trials have been done using parallel alcohol, and the tart cherries are one of the most concentrated food sources of the parallel alcohol.
Absolutely. So, sorry about that. I was moving my chair. So, the bottom line is that we're not done yet. In fact, the next thing is, in my mind, sort of one of the coolest things, because it takes everything that we just talked about, all of the above, and it wraps it up into a single measurement, if you would, in a way. Everything is sort of somehow reflected in this next statistic, and that is called the ORAC rating. And a lot of people may not know what an ORAC rating is, so Amy, could you take a minute and just explain that acronym and how they came about sort of naming it ORAC?
Well, ORAC stands for Oxygen Radical Absorbance Capacity. Basically, it is what can maybe neutralize, it's basically an antioxidant rating. How potent of an antioxidant is it? And researchers at the Human Aging Institute found that when you consume 5,000 auric units a day through food, the risk of disease and premature aging is substantially reduced. So who doesn't want to substantially reduce premature aging and disease? I know I sure do. And what's awesome is one serving of our Apothecary has an amazing 7,000 value ORAC rating. So if you didn't do anything else, if you eat junk all day long and had one, not that I'm recommending doing that by any means, but and had one serving of Apothecary, you are meeting that 5,000 ORAC unit recommended dosage a day.
Now the cool thing is that when you have the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, this is, by the way, an oxygen radical is a free radical. A free radical is a mutagenic compound in your body that is seeking, basically, it's like a broken car that's looking for the part that will make it work. And so it goes and it takes a car apart from a working car. And then that working car doesn't work anymore. And when it tries to use that part, it doesn't fit. So it throws the part away and it goes to another working car and it takes a part, but that part doesn't fit. So this free radical is a cell that's mutated and it tries to fix itself by going from cell to cell, taking a part from that cell, trying to fix itself and not being able to. And so when it rips these neutrons and electrons apart within the cell, those cells are then potentially going to become cancerous. So free radicals mutate cells. Those mutated cells, about 1 in 10 billion, become a cancerous cell. Your body's constantly fighting this battle. It's like a Star Wars battle going on inside of the mitochondria, in the powerhouse of your cells, inside of the synovial fluid, inside of intercellular fluid, and all of these areas within your body, there's these literally battles going on between free radicals and free radical scavengers. An oxygen radical absorber is a free radical scavenger. The Pac-Man thing is really legitimate here. So that's what you could imagine. So you've got these ORAC Pac-Man, 5,000 of them minimum, according to the Human Aging Institute, 7,000 we give you, and they're going throughout your body, gobbling, gobbling, gobbling up free radicals.
And you may say, hey, I eat a pretty clean diet. I probably don't have a lot of free radicals. Well, think again. The air we breathe, if we walk out on the street, any of you guys that, walk up and down the streets of New York City with all the, taxi cabs and this and that, we, in our own respiration, our own breathing creates free radicals. So we are, almost like a walking, a walking time bomb of free radicals, and so we need these ORAC units, these antioxidants, to scavenge up, to scoop up, to eat up these free radicals that are absolutely unavoidable unless we went perhaps to the most pristine, uninhabited place on Earth and, drank pure mineral spring water all day long. Our bodies are going to be bombarded with these free radicals, and we need something to scavenge them up and help us.
Absolutely, and remember also, remember that when we're talking about the tart cherry, we're talking about a really easy way to get this into your diet. It's a simple thing. It's easy. It's delicious. And it is really consistent with our message. And our message is to use food, to use foods that sometimes we concentrate for convenience. We remove some fiber. We remove some moisture. But nonetheless, we provide food. And the food that we provide is a food that will make a difference in people's lives. And the difference that it makes in their lives is really profound. And so when we bring you these, I guess if you could call them these, I call them, secrets of nature. But if you look at the 10,000 edible species of plants that there are on Earth, and you realize that we have scoured the earth to bring you the top 20, 30, 40 of these plants. And tart cherry rises to the top among 10,000 edible species of plants. It is among the top five as far as, in my opinion, in its ability to help your body to be healthy and free from disease. And so tart cherries are my favorite of all things, right after green food. And I hope that you'll agree after hearing that information that we just shared.
So, Dave, you're much more of a biblical scholar than I am. Can you quote Genesis 1:29 off the top of your head?
Well, there's actually, depending upon how it's read, it goes something like, I have given you the seed-bearing fruit of the trees and the grasses of the field as your sustenance, take dominion over the animals. But the key words there, regardless of how they're phrased, are that there are clearly foods that we've been directed to eat from the beginning of time, if not by biblical standards, then by the standards of nature, because the original fast food was the food that you observe the animals eating, and the animals can eat that food without getting sick or dying. And so through imitative behavior, early man, if you want to put it that way, would consume these fruits of the trees and these foods that were clearly safe. And the grazing animals and the animals that ate fruit were the most abundant. And so it's clear that men and animals had a similar diet at one time, eating grasses and fruits, eating leaves, wide green leaves and fruits. And when you look at Genesis 1:29, it's a clear instruction, the grass is the field and the seed-bearing fruits of the trees. And that's what I believe we're offering you, is the ultimate seed-bearing fruit of the tree. The tart Montmorency cherry is so potent, there is no single other fruit. I don't care. I don't even like to mention the names noni and goji and acai and mangosteen and goji and all of those things, because you could put all of those together, times it by two, and not equal cherry.
Absolutely, and you could exactly spend tons and tons of money unnecessarily and have a lot of added sugars and artificial preservatives, et cetera, et cetera. So, but that is so funny that you said that fruits and grasses were like the original fast food. I can just see like a primitive person like running by the tree and grabbing some fruit. That kind of cracks me up versus us driving into McDonald's.
Absolutely, and you know what's funny, Amy, is everybody says, well, you know, early men, you know, they ate meat. They were a hunter. And so, no, they were a hunter and a gatherer. And the funny thing is that food ran away. Food didn't just wait there and say, hey,
kill
me.
Hey, take me.
Yeah, no, food was fast. Food
right.
Back. Food hid, you know. So the bottom line is, come on now, if you're hungry, are you really going to go out and risk life and limb when you could simply go and grab some nourishing, an avocado or a peach or an apple? Come on. Well, that first apple maybe was a
little right. It was a little bit problematic, but after that.
Do you have any more questions for me, Amy?
Well, why don't we talk about the recommended dosage, how the apothecary comes, if some of our listeners have never ordered it, never tried it, or never seen it, and then why don't we talk about if there's any other products that really complement the tart cherry?
Okay, start at the top of your list.
The recommended dosage, well, start of the list is the apothecary comes in a 16-ounce can, basically. It's got 16 servings. The recommended dosage is 2 tablespoons, which is 1 ounce. And I happen to mix mine with about 8 to 10 ounces of water. Dave happens to take his like cough syrup, just taking it, you know, licking it out of the spoon. But it is rather tart that way. You can mix it with things like plain yogurt to make your own cherry yogurt. You can put it in smoothies. You can do all sorts of things with it. And what I like to do and what Dave likes to do is take it about 30 minutes prior to bedtime to really use that melatonin to get you into that really, really deep sleep. So
we've got a great recipe. Sorry I interrupted, Jamie, but I just wanted to, before you went too far, I wanted to remind people that we've got a great holiday recipe. We took some apple cider, the good unfiltered healthy type, and we warmed it up a little bit on the stovetop, added a little bit of cinnamon, put it into a glass, and then added a tablespoon or two of the tart cherry, and it was so really really good. And I put it into warm tea as well. Not hot tea, just warm tea, and sipped that with honey and warm tea. And so it actually is quite versatile, and I know that I'm probably not the only one who has found themselves putting a little bit on top of my rice dream when I was in the snacking mood. So
exactly.
It's pretty versatile.
Heck, I've even seen people make a vodka cherry tonic. So it makes a nice mixer, too, if you're having a party.
I think, isn't the vodka cherry tonic tomorrow night's call, Amy? I think you're on the wrong call.
Oh, sorry. but anyway, it is very versatile, and it's very tasty. And so what's awesome is that no one is going to say, ooh, this is green, like some people do to our green drinks, our kamut and our barley. It's a nice, beautiful red color. It tastes good. It smells good. And you're not going to have any objections from little kids to, you know, to grown-ups who can be more finicky than little kids. So it's something that everybody, the whole family, can incorporate into their diet very, very easily.
I got my friend's kid to use it by letting some drip out of my corner of my mouth and roll down like it was blood, and then he was so intrigued by, oh, what happened to your mouth? And I said, and I told him, I said, oh, it's not, it's tart cherry juice. It just looks like blood, and we had to give up. I said, you want to try some? And all of a sudden he drank it. Dad, this is good. Can
mm-hmm.
I have this? And it was over with.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing stuff, and a product that is very complimentary that Dave and I both mix with our cherry when we take it before we go to bed is the 40X aloe vera concentrate. And why don't you tell us a little bit how the cherry and the aloe are so complimentary, especially for anti-aging and skin?
Well, there's two reasons. I guess there's three reasons. You brought up skin, but let's start with the very practical reason. The most important study that I've seen, it was really cool. We were getting some information together about tart cherry, and we ran across a study that showed that when melatonin is combined with aloe vera, that it actually works even more effectively at fighting breast cancer. And this is a study done in Italy. And so it was funny because we had been recommending the cherry and the aloe together instinctively since the beginning of our company and since we've had these two products. And again, it showed that when you take aloe vera and melatonin together, so obviously we're extrapolating, you know, hoping that the melatonin and the tart cherry and the aloe will work in a similarly synergistic fashion. But let me go on to try to explain why that happens. And this is something that they didn't go into in this study. Amy noted, and very rightfully so, that melatonin is an antioxidant. And the reason that's so important is because our 40X aloe vera has a study that's been done, a published study, a research study, that shows that it helps antioxidants remain in blood serum. This is hugely important. Try to get this, that the antioxidants that are important in your blood serum to help you stay healthy, they come and they go. They're there for a couple of few hours, and then they disappear. They go out of your body. Well, when you put aloe vera, this 40X aloe vera, not just any aloe vera, in your body at the same time as the antioxidants, they will reside in your blood 2 to 3 times longer.
Wow.
That's 200 to 300% increase in their effectiveness, and this mimics the study in Italy that showed when melatonin is paired with aloe vera that it has a greater protective effect against breast cancer. So
can we extrapolate that and say that it is going to scavenge 200 to 300% more free radicals because it's there longer?
Well, it'll still be consistently doing that in the blood serum for a lot longer, absolutely.
Okay.
And then to your question, what about the skin? Well, remember I told you how how cherry has queratin and isoqueratin, which are very, very important in building beautiful skin for the collagen. Well, our aloe vera has been shown to increase, and this is another scientific word, basal keratinocyte activity. That's a fancy word for the way that your skin cells rise up from below your your skin level to skin level. And basal keratinocyte activity is increased significantly, meaning you have younger, fresher, baby-looking skin, and your skin cells are simply far more alive. And so because of this increase in a basal keratinocyte activity, you have younger-looking cells. And, of course, the cherry is so good for the skin, as we noted. So the complement of two foods that are great for the skin, and deep sleep is great for the skin. And all of a sudden, you've got antioxidants, you've got this amazing, you know, polysaccharide from the mucopolysaccharide from the aloe vera, and you're having beautiful effect on your skin, and you're getting the look of being well rested. They don't call it beauty sleep for nothing.
Exactly, absolutely. And we all spend so much money on creams and moisturizers and this and that, you know, to help with wrinkles, and we have a great skin line at PHP, but we can do it from the inside out as well, and it's awesome for both men and women. You know, nobody wants to have any more wrinkles than they have to have, huh?
Absolutely. So I bet that there's a lot of questions out there, and you probably have a couple more on your list, Amy. So.
I did. I wanted to touch on, because I think it's so absolutely important, and there's so many people taking these NSAID, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, I think is what it stands for.
Ibuprofen, you know, that's the most common one.
And people take these for inflammation, whether maybe you blew out your knee, maybe you have arthritis, maybe you have gout, maybe, you know, you have some type of joint pain and inflammation, and the cherry is absolutely phenomenal. There's been some research that shows that the cherry works even better than those NSAID drugs that can really harm your liver. There's been a lot of research out about these things. You know, they give off toxic residue, and they're very hard on the body, where this is a completely all-natural food source, anti-inflammatory.
Let's break it down a little bit. Let's start with the most commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, aspirin. They recommend that you take somewhere between 200 and 400 milligrams of aspirin a day to help in the blood thinning process, to keep blood clots from forming, to reduce the risk of stroke. And they have good evidence that shows that it actually does so. They also recently show that taking these same things help reduces the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. And so people are going, wow, you know, I think I'm going to start taking aspirin as a preventative measure against these conditions. Here's the problem. What they don't tell you is that 10% of the people who do so develop severe internal bleeding and have to be hospitalized. 10% of the people who do so at some point are hospitalized for internal bleeding.
Wow.
That's a lot, 10%.
That's a lot.
So I think you have to consider that. The second thing is that when you are reducing your risk for stroke by taking the aspirin, you're also increasing your risk for other conditions, because the aspirin actually exacerbates acid chemical reactions and shuts down some cell receptor sites that are important to your immune system. So aspirin may actually contribute on some level to your body not functioning well. And so there's always a two step forward, one step back, and in some cases it's two steps forward and three steps back. And I think you've got to be careful. And let's move on to your ibuprofens and these other other NSAIDs. These have been shown to be very dangerous to the liver, especially because most people who take them are taking them for chronic pain, not the occasional headache or the occasional backache. The reason people are taking these is because they hurt all the time, and they're taking them all the time. And, Amy, you know what that means.
Right. It means your liver is working overtime, and the liver is an organ you really don't want to mess with.
Yeah, you could go in and get a simple liver test, and if your liver is producing certain protein antibodies, then you know you've got a problem. So it's pretty cheap, pretty easy. Get your liver tested if you've been taking those things, but more importantly, get off of them yesterday.
Exactly, exactly. And so we've had so many people tell us, you know, wow, I was able to stop doing that, and I'm taking the cherry 2 or 3 times a day, and I feel great. And I'm getting all these other benefits, you know, the antioxidant. I'm getting, you know, my skin's firmer, I sleep better, and they just feel way better all the way around. Now, tell us really quickly before we open up for questions and answers, it's kind of like an old folk remedy that cherry juice or eating tart cherries is awesome for gout. You want to comment a little bit on that before we open up for questions?
Yeah, I think that there's no doubt that the anti-inflammatory compounds and the circulatory assistance are part of that. But I think that if I were to try to connect it phytochemically to gout, I really don't know the answer. I just know.
I know it is kind of like a folk remedy, huh?
Yeah. The cool part is that almost everybody we recommend it to for gout is extremely pleased with it. You know, I'd always recommended the carrot juice remedy for gout, but there was so much sugar in 5 glasses of raw carrot juice a day. You know, I mean, some people just said they simply couldn't do that.
Right. So, and again, carrot juice is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And what is so cool, even at full retail price, the full retail price for 16 ounces is $26. Divide that by 16. We're talking $1.62 per serving. Now, how many of us blow $3.60 every day at Starbucks? You know,
or even $3.50 for a pomegranate juice, or as I do all the time.
Exactly, or $3.99 for a pint of blueberries. And believe me, in the coffee, in the pomegranate juice, and in the blueberries, you're not getting nearly as many antioxidants, and you're paying half the price.
That's right.
And that's at full retail.
That's right. So, great. So, anyway, I'd like everybody to, to just think about tart cherry as something that could be part of, you know, your everyday life. As far as the dosage goes, I tell people that if you have at least a tablespoon a day, then you're doing really good. A tablespoon a day is going to give you, like, 3,500 ORAC units. It's not the 5,000 that is recommended, but we assume that you're going to have some salads and, you know, something else in your life that's going to have some antioxidants. But if you do not, then step it up to a full 2 tablespoons a day, and that way you're exceeding. Because if you're not having any other antioxidants in your diet, that means you got to fight hard back even more. I don't know if that came out right. Fight back. Oh, well, I'm not going to try it again.
That your body has to work harder. You have to fight harder.
Exactly.
If your diet is not so great, you know, you need extra antioxidants to counteract the bad stuff that you're eating, I think is what you're trying to say, right?
Very well done. Better than I was doing. So, absolutely. So, I say between 1 and 2 tablespoons, Amy. Where are you on that?
I pretty much recommend everybody take the full 2 tablespoons, but absolutely, if you're eating really clean, you know, on a daily basis, and, you know, you're taking green drinks and you're eating blueberries or something like that, you know, 1 tablespoon is awesome, and that cuts the cost at full retail to 81 cents a day. I don't know anything that you can buy at the store, at the conventional grocery store, for 81 cents that can give you anywhere near the nutrition that a tablespoon of the apothecary can give you. So it's.
And what do I say to people who say, but there's not a wide variety of fruit? And Dave, you always recommend a wide variety of things. Well, that's why I take oftentimes a half a serving, in other words, a tablespoon of tart cherry. That's 3,500 ORAC. And then I take a serving of our
bio fruit,
which is 2,500 ORAC. I'm still getting 6,000. And I'm getting the wide variety of fruits and biofruit plus the cherry, and mixed together makes a nice little fruit punch taste. So
yeah, absolutely, for sure. So I also wanted to mention that on the website, and hopefully a lot of you have gotten your mailer too, that has the holiday gift packs that we put together. We have a pack that makes an awesome gift called the Stress Reduction Gift Pack, and it contains an apothecary. It contains my two favorite products, actually, the Organic Kamut Blend and the Apothecary are my top two, and then the StressX Formula number 16, which everybody knows I could use that from time to time. So check out the website. That makes a really awesome gift that you can give to friend, family, coworker, loved one, anybody that you are sitting back watching them deal with the stress. It will definitely help them in their daily lives.
Absolutely. So I love those packs, and I think that people should consider taking those as well. So I think the last question I want to answer officially is the question I get about sugars in the tart cherry. And so what I wanted to tell you is that if you go and you get, let's say, a glass of orange juice, you're getting about 25 grams of sugar.
Right.
If you go and have a soda pop, you're getting about 35 grams of sugar. If you even go and eat an orange or a banana or an apple, you get a pretty decent amount of sugar.
Yeah, the orange looks like it's like 10. The banana, I was actually kind of shocked. The banana is like 20 grams of sugar. An apple is like 12 grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm. And tart cherry for the serving, 2 full tablespoons, is 15 grams. And so it's somewhere between a glass of orange juice and it's much closer to an apple at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you cut it in half and have 1 tablespoon at a time, it's almost insignificant.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that puts you in the range of, like, avocado. It puts you in the range of, like, blackberries, in the range of sugar content.
Absolutely. So I think that's a question that needed to be answered. And now, Amy, if you would open up the phone lines. And before you do, though, remind everybody how to listen to this again on the replay line and how they could access this information in the future and share it with others.
Awesome. Well, the replay line is available by calling 212-461-8911. This call will be posted there starting tomorrow morning. Again, that's 212-461-8911, and you can just call that number and the call will replay on demand. Also, the call will be available in your back office. If you have a back office, you can log on there and play it on your media player. Or if we have your email address, we will email you out a web link, and you can click on it. It will open up the media player on your computer, and you can listen to it right there on the speakers on your computer. Or you, the two computer versions, you can download a disc, you can or onto an MP3, put it on your iPod, maybe listen to it while you're driving. Or the web links that come on the email, please feel free to forward those on to friends and family that you think can benefit from this information. So we hope that everybody will re-access this information if you find it knowledgeable or helpful.
Cool.
Well, let me open up the line here, and if you have any questions, please feel free to shout it out.
I have a question.
Okay, awesome.
It has to do with the acai berry, which I guess everybody is jumping on now, and you said that the tart cherry is higher potency ORAC score than the acai berry. Why is the acai berry so popular?
Acai is really cool stuff. I like to eat the pudding. Like, they make this acai pudding, and there's a lot of marketing going on around about it. It's one of those buzz things. It's like, you know, you'll see. A year from now, you won't really hear about it much, but it's really hot right now. And when I went around the local trade show, there was, like, 20 different booths selling acai this and acai that, and I sort of tasted it here and there. To have an equal rating to tart cherry, you'd have to have, like, a bowlful of acai, you know, like, literally, like, you know, 30, 40 tablespoons of it, you know. So it isn't, you know, it depends on what form it comes in. But acai is cool. There's nothing they can prove in it that's special. It's just another – imagine if you never, ever saw raspberries before. And one day someone introduced raspberries, and you go, wow, these raspberries are – really good. They're high in anthocyanins, and, you know, they're good antioxidant. You know, let's promote it as a healthy food. And people who had never heard of raspberries before, they're going to be really excited to have heard about this new food they never heard about before. And that's what's happening with acai. It's like when sushi first hit, you know, and all of a sudden everybody wanted sushi. So it isn't that it's the most potent. It isn't that it's the best for you. It just is a fad right now, and I sort of like it in that pudding stuff.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Awesome. And
yeah.
can
Every time I see it that it's good, they put it in a smoothie with a banana and some nuts, and it's really, really good. But, heck, I can make wheatgrass taste good with banana and nuts.
Exactly. Exactly. Any other questions out there tonight?
Yes,
I
have
one.
A question.
Okay.
I have an elderly mother who would never eat anything healthy if she knew it was healthy. So I've been mixing the apothecary into room temperature tapioca pudding giving it to her, and then she says it's delicious. But is she still getting the full value from the apothecary if it's mixed in with the tapioca pudding?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this is one thing. Unlike the green drink, if you're mixing the Kamut blend in with the tapioca pudding, we might not be able to give you the same answer. But the cherry is fine. You can mix it with yogurt. You can mix it with pudding. You can mix it with applesauce. You can mix it with food, and it's great.
I see people mix it with cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. I'm so happy because I love it myself. I'm so happy. Thank you for that answer.
Oh,
can
you're
I
welcome.
Ask you something?
Yes, please.
I use this cherry for sleep. For about 1 year, and I usually take 1 tablespoon, and it helps me to fall asleep. What I notice, if I take slightly less than 1 tablespoon, I wake up around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's
if
so
I
funny.
Take
the
a little
same
bit
thing
more,
happens to me. The same exact thing happens to me.
If I take more,
yeah, so
then I get tired.
I take 2, and then it lets me sleep. And if I sleep only 6.5 hours, I feel like I slept 10 hours. It's amazing.
Yeah, but here's my problem. If I take slightly more than 1 tablespoon, then I wake up maybe at 8 or 9 o'clock, and I feel very tired during the day. So I don't know what to do.
I would take the 1 tablespoon.
Yeah.
And just wake up earlier.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean, honestly, you'll feel just as rejuvenated.
Exactly.
Just try
but
it.
I agree with you that I would rather take less and wake up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel much better. I don't sleep 8 hours, but...
you don't need... Yeah, when you're on the cherry, like I said, 6.5 hours for me, and that's fantastic for me.
Okay, so I don't have to worry that I don't sleep 8 hours.
No. Absolutely not. If you feel fine and rested...
Yeah, I feel fine and rested, and I also try to use it to taper off some medication I have, but...
It's a great for tapering. You use it along with, if you've seen our battle plan for tapering, it shows that you could use, like, the rice bran solubles along with the cherry and the barley, and it's really good for helping you get off of previous medication type of dependencies, so I hope that you'll take a look at that.
I use this Roadback book.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Oh,
that's
great.
That's a great book. That's exactly what I was talking about. Great job.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for that.
You.
We really appreciate it. Do we have any other questions out there tonight? We've got maybe about 5 more minutes.
I've got about parallel alcohol. Why do they call it parallel alcohol? Is it an alcohol or in people that don't want to drink any alcohol, would it be an alcohol?
Parallel alcohol, by the way, is P-E-R-I-L-Y-L.
P-E-R-I-L-L-Y-L, alcohol.
I knew I was missing an L.
And it says it's a monoterpene.
Basically, a monoterpene basically means that there's a single chemical bond. Your body breaks it down very easily. And it is created by the body to help fight cancer, so it is not intoxicating. And there is certainly not enough at all to where it would ever be intoxicating. In 2 tablespoons, very small amount, but very powerful.
Now, let me caution everybody, once you open your bottle of apothecary, please put it in the refrigerator. If you've been like a friend of mine, leave it out on the counter for a couple weeks and then come back.
Cherry wine.
You have cherry wine, and that is intoxicating. any other questions out there tonight?
I have a question.
Oh, okay. How about the lady first and then the gentleman next?
If I'm traveling, how do I use my apothecary because I cannot refrigerate it?
If you're traveling, what I suggest you do, again, Amy's talking about leaving the cherry out for weeks.
Yeah, for a long time.
Not for a couple of days.
Yeah.
It could. I travel with mine all the time on 1 week trips, to keep
Europe
it into Europe and all around. But remember, you need to pack it in your. Do not put it in your carry-on bag. You need to put it into your checked bag and put it into a baggie and cover the lid tight because the air pressure change sometimes causes it to leak. I think what Amy's, we're just partially joking because we had a bottle of cherry, left it out up at the ranch, up at the Oasis retreat, forgot about it, went back and it literally had turned into, like it had fermented, but that had been several weeks and very warm, in a very warm room, so... but we do want people to have the highest quality, and that's why we say it's best to refrigerate it once you've opened it.
But Dave's absolutely right. You can travel with it for a week or two. We just don't want it to be exposed to high temperatures. You don't want to put it, like, in the sun in the hot summer and leave it in the car for 2 or 3 days, you know, where the temperatures can, you know, get 120 degrees or something like that. But if you've got it in your suitcase or in your luggage, you're absolutely fine.
Okay, thank you.
So
and
if it's fermented, can you still use it?
That's a personal choice, but I would say no. Next question.
This is my first time listening. I don't use the product yet, but I definitely will. With all the information that I just get, my question is, it will help on your vision? Because, you know, when you get a certain age, your vision, you know, get lost. My question is any help for your vision on this?
Amy?
Why don't you answer this one? I
wasn't able to understand the question
because
that noise in the background.
Do you have, the gentleman was asking, as we get older, we start to lose our vision or eyesight. Is there any phytochemical specifically in the tart cherry that's good for the eyes? Or
oh, the anthocyanidin. Thank you for, that is one of the key things, is the anti-inflammatory compound. The anthocyanidins and the circulatory assistance. So absolutely, these are fantastic for ocular health, and that's a very good point that I neglected to make.
And also, I would say spirulina and the carrot juice plus would be really great products for eyesight health as well.
If you get our battle plan on glaucoma. Most of the advice in there is good for all eye health. And we've got an eye exercise chart that's absolutely free. And it comes along right with the glaucoma battle plan. So everybody should get that for chronic macular degeneration, for cataracts, for glaucoma. What's good for the eyes is good for the eyes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank
you're welcome.
You. I think we have time for one more question tonight.
I would like to ask if the ORAC score of the apothecary is maintained in the bottle over the time that it would be sitting on the shelf, not opened.
Absolutely. Yes, we test the ORAC score from bottled products, not from the cherries themselves, and so you know that this test is done on the product that you take. Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, the cherry has a one-year expiration, and so we can guarantee that ORAC rating for up until that expiration. Many times, if I've had some that's been a sample or a return or something, I've taken it after the expiration, but up until that one-year expiration, you're all good to go.
Right.
And remember, 1 year isn't a lot. We're keeping this very fresh.
That's great. Thank you.
Dave, are you on the radio in New York anymore?
We are not on the radio in New York. However, we do have a Shadonna and I do a question and answer conference call, which you could call any time. It's 1 hour of nothing but questions and answers. People have told me they love the format. I've gotten some nice compliments about it. If you want to listen, it's 212-990-6260. You could listen 24/7. If you want a question answered, in that format, you could email it to Amy or myself, and we'll make sure that it gets on the air. And eventually we'll end up on the Internet. But right now, the radio station we were on in New York changed owners. They went to Voice of America, kicked us off the air. I tried other stations. I couldn't get them the coverage that I needed to reach my audience. And I thought, you know, if I can't reach my audience, why should I be on the air? So I decided to go to the conference call format just as Amy and I do now. And the replay line, again, is 212-990-6260. And you can listen 24/7. I think you'll like the information.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Let me go ahead. Maybe we can squeeze in one more question.
Yeah, I was muted and I wasn't getting through, I realized.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I've got three quick questions here. Is there any way we can get this information that we got tonight on a CD or a cassette tape?
Well, if you have a... Do you have a CD burner on your computer?
No, I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Email info@phporder.com and with that request, and we'll see what we can do for
she
you.
She doesn't have a computer. How could she
email
that?
Oh, my goodness. Why don't
you
call the 800 number? I'm
right.
So silly. Right. Call the 800 number at customer
okay.
service
and,
or
and
call
how
Debbie.
How do I get the glaucoma battle plan?
Calling the 800 number and asking.
Okay, and if you've been diagnosed with and under treatment from a neuropathic and naturopathic physician,
they will not disagree with any of my recommendations. Take the battle plan in there, tell them what you're going to do, and they'll pat you on the back and say, good job.
Yeah. Also, breast cancer, increase the cherry.
No, I don't think so. I think you're cool with the 2 tablespoons a day.
2 tablespoons. Okay. 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening?
That would be great.
Okay, good.
Awesome. And take the aloe with it, okay?
Okay.
Could you repeat the 800 number? I came on late.
What was that number?
The 800 number is 888-747-6733. Again, the customer service 800 number is 888-747-6733.
So that's a toll-free number, but not necessarily an 800
number. Right,
it's
I'm sorry.
888 number. And
the
cool part is
number?
Is that if you don't remember that, it's PHP, like Platinum Health Products Order. So it's 888-PHP-ORDER, which is 888-747-6733.
Thank you.
Awesome. And let me give the replay line one more time. You can access this information again for 1 week by calling 212-461-8911 starting in the morning. Again, that's 212-461-8911, and you can get a replay of this call starting in the morning for 1 week. So
what
I'm sorry.
What was the New York number?
The question and answer with Dave and Shadonna?
Yeah.
Dave, can you give that? I don't have that.
Okay, that is 212-990-6260.
Thank you.
Awesome.
We had a question that we wanted to ask you, and maybe there's not enough time on a call. Could we email that in, and where would we email that?
Please email it to info@phporder.com and say it's for Dave Sandoval question and answer conference call, and we'll get it to Dave, and then he'll address that on the air live on the conference call.
So go ahead and email that in, or you could call in and just say that you want it answered on the Q&A call, and you know, there's a lot of good information. It's the same format as my radio show. We just do it on a conference call. In fact, I actually pretend like I'm on the air because it's just the way that I'm used to doing the show. So it's a little different than this. I think you'll enjoy it. And the great part is you could have people all over the world listen anytime they want just by calling that number.
Wow, that's great.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Thank you, Dave, for all the awesome information. We sure appreciate that. And, again, thank you for taking time out of your lives in this busy, busy holiday season. And we really appreciate everybody joining us tonight. So thank you again, and everybody have a wonderful night. We'll see you next week. And the topic will be all about Tropic Oil, one of our other very favorite products and Platinum Health products.
Great. And I just wanted to say before we all say goodnight that I've gotten a lot of very complimentary comments about the job that Amy does as the moderator and contributor to this call. And I just wanted to say thank you, Amy. It is, I think that people have really enjoyed your, you know, your input, and sometimes your insight into, you know, your binging on chocolate and coffee.
And Starbucks. Cool. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking with everybody again next week, same time, same place, and we'll be talking all about tropic oil.
Great. And tropic oil, remember, little sneak peek, is the healthiest fat going. You're going to want to learn all about it, so tune in. Look forward to seeing you there.
And check out phporder.com for those last-minute Christmas gifts. We've got the Green Foods Bible. We've got the holiday gift pack, so please check us out online.
Wait, I'll be with you in a second.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great
evening. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.